I'm Christine Harrisser.
And I am Bernhard Ziemek. And this is Short Take, a German Films podcast.
Emma Drogunova was born in Russia and raised in Berlin. She acted on stage before winning her first TV role in the acclaimed German miniseries Adlon, A Family Saga.
In 2013, she won Best Actress at the film festival Cinema Jubit Bukarest for her role in the short Nicht den Boden berühren. Emma had her debut on the big screen in Kalinka, followed by A Jar Full of Life and the adaptation of the bestseller The Tobacconist.
She had the lead role in the lauded Blind Spot by Stéphane Lacan, which was nominated for Best Picture at the 2018 Emmy Awards. In 2019, Emma was the German shooting star for the talent program of the European Film Promotion.
She is currently shooting the series Wild Republic, and we talked to Emma via Zoom for our interview. Thank you for sitting down with us. This podcast is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We are going to ask you 19 questions, some personal and some less personal. And there's no need to overthink the answers, just have some fun. Okay, here's the first question. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Describe your current mood in three words.
Hungover, hungry, and pretty happy. Pretty happy is, like, those are two words, but it's happy.
What is your favorite way to spend time?
Of course, being with friends is pretty awesome, and being with my family. But at this moment, I would say it's definitely being on set right now because, like, of this whole corona thingy. We were, like, separate from each other, and now we're back together, and now it's the best thing, just being on set and being able to shoot.
What is your guilty pleasure?
I have a couple, I think, but I would not see them as a guilty pleasure. I would just say, like, this, the stuff that I like, that I enjoy. But I mean, sometimes I watch compilations of Temptation Island on YouTube.
That counts. What's your favorite job you've done?
I would even say that it's the current one, like the project that we're doing now is just something completely different from everything that I've done before. So I'm pretty in love with this whole thing that we're doing right now.
What do you most cherish in your friendships?
I don't know, like they're always there for me. They're always listening to my stupid stuff. And they don't get mad at me when I'm not answering my phone for like 5 days. And sometimes they give my different personality traits like a name. So I have like a couple names that they call me by. So yeah, I like them. They're just pretty funny in general.
Who are your real life heroes?
I would say all the women on the world, on the planet, that are fighting the patriarchy right now.
If you weren't an actor, what would you be?
I would probably work in a kindergarten, I think. I once worked in a kindergarten for like 3 months just for fun. And I really enjoyed it. Like, it just gave me so much love from these little humans. It was very, very cute. Yeah, I would probably do that.
Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
I would probably love to play the piano, like to be able to play the piano. I played when I was 10 years old or something, but I didn't really enjoy it at that time. But now I would really love to be able to play it again.
What's the last book you read?
I think it's What I Know from Oprah. A friend of mine just gave me the book when I left to Cologne. But I would not say this is like a real book. Like, you just kind of go through the pages and be like, oh yeah, life's great. I just wake up and I'm very happy to be alive. Just a quick reminder. But the book that I read before that was Lila Lila, I think. And it was nice. It was okay, I would say.
Who are your favorite literary heroes or heroines?
That's a difficult one. I like, my only hero as a child was Sailor Moon and Garfield. So I don't know.
What is the last movie or TV series you saw?
I started Hollywood on Netflix. Yeah, I'm not sure if I really like it, but I keep on watching it. So I guess there's something that is good about it. I don't know.
What is your favorite German film?
Whoa, my favorite German film. There are so many good ones. I mean, I cried like a baby while watching Systemsprenger, like everyone else probably did. And I just watched like a movie on Netflix that I really enjoyed. Like, I cannot name like one favorite German movie because I have so many, but I really enjoyed like Big Girls Don't Cry, like with the little Caro and little Anna Maria Mühe. Was really cute. I really enjoyed that.
What's the last podcast you heard?
Gemischtes Hack. Always. Gemischtes Hack, bestes Hack.
Very good. Which character trait do you like the most in yourself?
I'm very strong, I would say. I'm a very strong woman. But I'm also very emotional and still trying to figuring out how to hold the balance. Yeah.
Which character trait do you dislike the most in yourself?
That I'm very strong and very emotional. Because sometimes you think like, oh, I have to be strong in that situation, or like I cannot show my feelings right now because I don't want to look weak and stuff like that. And then because I am so emotional, I start crying or something, and then I get mad at myself and I'm like, why are you crying? This is not like, be strong. And yeah, this is something that is pretty annoying sometimes.
What's the last thing that you regret and why?
I don't know. I don't have anything that I regret at this moment, to be honest.
Which random thing makes you happy?
Oh, a lot of little things. Just, I don't know, like having, like I'm in general like that kind of person that just enjoys picking up little rocks on the street and just keeping them in my pocket, and then I don't know, having a little story to them. And well, like I don't know, I see people on the streets and I don't know, I'm just looking at them like, oh my god, they have like such cool clothes on, or like they have a cool attitude or something. And those are just in general, those little things are the things that I love about life, and that I just, yeah, like that's the reason why I'm living this whole thing.
Do you have a life motto?
A life motto? Don't listen to other people's bullshit.
And how would you like to be remembered?
As a very loving mother, probably also one day, or just in general, a very loving friend and someone who always listened to the people and told beautiful stories. And yeah.
All right. Those were our 19 questions. Thank you very much, Emma, for doing the interview with us.
Thank you. That was fun.
Short Take is produced by Christine Harrisser and Bernhard Simic on behalf of German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide.
To find out more about Emma's work, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.